Track 8, The Orangery.
You should now be standing in the orangery near the information boards on the far wall.
Originally, the orangery was built as an open-air bathhouse and garden pavilion by Sir George Savile in 1729, at a time when bathing was rare. It included two towers, a portico, or porch, and a circular pond, and also housed a collection of Roman sculptures and antiques. Later, it was converted into a winter garden, or orangery, with a glass roof, fountain, and underfloor heating. It provided exotic fruits and flowers put on display when guests arrived, another sign of wealth. As well as the orangery, Rufford was well known for its beautiful gardens. A description of the formal gardens was written in the Gardener's Magazine on the 18th of June 1910. The detailed article begins,
"The mansion occupies a commanding position in a large, finely wooded and highly picturesque park, and is surrounded with pleasure grounds that are not less remarkable for their extent than for their beauty."
The article also goes on to describe the kitchen garden and the several separate themed areas, including Japanese and Roman gardens, containing large numbers of species of roses, carnations, trees, shrubs, flowers and fruit. George Slingsby was born in 1889 and began his working life as a garden boy at Rufford.
"At 14, I followed in my father's footsteps and started as a mere gardener at the country house. During my time there, I was very fortunate to have seen King Edward come to stay. It was the thrill of my young life. Towards the end of my first year, I was given a little promotion and put in charge of the herbaceous borders. I had to make close inspections of all the plants and report any signs of disease. I had to constantly scrape away bark from the vines in the orangery to stop attacks from the red spider. Later in the season, when grapes were forming, I had to carefully remove ill-shaped or imperfect grapes with a long-pointed pair of scissors to ensure a perfect bunch eventually reached the table."
The lake at the country house was created in 1750 by damming the north end of the existing stream. This lake enhanced the appearance of the park, gave power to the corn mill, and watered 9 different types of formal garden.
"Exit the orangery the way you entered and make your way up the ramp opposite. Go and stand in the south courtyard underneath the clock tower."